A twink.
And a redhead.
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 A twink.
And a redhead. Let's do the mash.
We do the monster mash.
Let's do the mash.
It's the monster mash.
Let's do the mash.
We do the monster mash.
It's a graveyard smash.
The monster mash.
Let's do the mash. Happy Halloween on November 1st.
Yeah, so it was last night. Today we are dressed up for Halloween.
For those listening, just the audio version, unfortunately, you won't be seeing our costumes. Check out the YouTube for the full picture, but... I am Miley Cyrus, and Grant is...
Mandy, we don't know the last
name. But we are the Miley and Mandy show, and more specifically with the infamous YouTube video where Miley and Mandy made fun of Demi Selena and Selena.
Yeah. So I'm wearing a nice straight black wig. I have... some eyeshadow on.
Beautiful makeup done by yours truly. Done. It's black and it really brings out the color of your eyes. It's beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah. And then what are you wearing?
I'm wearing this beautiful, luscious, long brown wig. I literally look like Miley Stewart straight out of season 4, Hannah Montana Forever. And then I have this lovely Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles t-shirt that she infamously talks about in the video, because in the original, Selena is wearing a Power Rangers t-shirt.
Yeah.
And they call it emo-mazing, and Miley and Mandy did not like that.
Yeah, and then also Mandy, her eyeliner is crazy because...
Demi's was. And they even... Guys, like, Miley and Mandy were kind of crazy for this. Like, they even make fun of Demi's old gap.
Yeah, the gap, too. Well, she got it fixed.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, this was a niche costume, and but we knew that going in, but we decided to do it anyway.
Yeah, and what are y'all literally going to do about it? Do you know what I mean?
Hey, what are y'all going to do about it, right?
Also, yesterday.
Yeah?
No, it was 2 days ago.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm down bad. Also, thanks for letting us skip a week.
Thank you.
It was not restful for me. I made this trip that I went on really chaotic.
Grant had one of the most tumultuous weeks of his life.
I literally did. I hit my all-time low in Walt Disney World.
Imagine that.
Like my body was taken over by something.
Yeah.
And I had no control. That's how low I was. But I'm sure we'll get to that later. But my back has been hurting for like... Seriously?
Sorry.
My back has been hurting for like the past few weeks, and I like keep like re-hurting it somehow. Like I'll bend over and then it'll just start hurting. Or I was kind of sick this past week, so I had a cough. Every time I'd cough, my body like tenses up. That would cause it to spasm. And then Friday, I'm putting my damn shorts on. We're supposed to do the podcast 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. And so Ashley's getting ready in her room. I just showered.
I have noise-canceling headphones on. I'm just kind of getting ready. I put my wig on. I'm doing my makeup. I'm listening to the 1989 Volt tracks. Mm-hmm. Just kind of dancing and honestly having a really good time.
Meanwhile, I'm on the other side of the wall trying to put shorts on. I lift my leg to put shorts on. This pain I have never felt before in my life, like, shoots through my back. Mm. And I literally, like... fell on the floor, like, and then I couldn't get back up, and I was just at that point I just started crying. Like I was literally crying.
It was crazy.
Okay, well, it was the worst pain ever.
No, I know. So Grant comes out, and I was like looking at myself in my mirror, still kind of dancing, brushing my wig, and I hear him like come out. So I was gonna go talk to him about the pod. He's like screaming, crying. Like I just saw the look on his face. I was like, oh my. Like I thought there's been a death or maybe he'd, you know, I don't even know what happened. So I walk out and he's not making eye contact with me. And I thought maybe me walking out in my wig would provide some sort of like comfort or humor or levity to the situation.
I didn't even notice.
But then the sound of his wails I realized that this was not a time for humor. So I'm just standing there for like 3 minutes having a full-on conversation with him wearing my long, luscious smiley wig.
I didn't even notice the wig. Yeah. I apparently was just so like sad and upset. I wasn't even like looking at anything.
So I tried to like subtly take it off. But then I thought that would kind of draw more attention to it. So I kind of put my hand around my back and like slid it off. And then he luckily went back in his room before he noticed my wig, but it was pretty dramatic. But you have some muscle relaxers, and one day at a time, you will recover.
Yeah. Right? I have to go to, like, physical therapy and shit. It's so bad. I feel like I'm 40. All the tumbling and shit I did when I was younger is maybe catching up to me.
Oh, my God.
Stop, right?
So, anyway, happy Halloween.
Oh, happy Halloween. This is the second Halloween I have not celebrated at all.
I don't really love Halloween. Ever since I stopped trick-or-treating, I've kind of been like, what's the point? I guess like people like to like dress up like slutty and funny and stuff. But I'm like, if I'm not going door-to-door asking for candy, what's the goddamn point?
Did you use a pillowcase?
Of course, because that can hold those people that use those like plastic pumpkins. Aww. Yes, it's cute, but that's like amateur shit.
Yeah, and you outgrow that.
Yeah,
I had that when I was really little. The pumpkin.
No, like I'm sorry, that would fit like 4 full size candy bars, and I'm getting more than that.
What would you do if you went up to a door and they left the bowl out and it says, "Please take one"?
So I would never take like a ton, but I would definitely take like 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Oh man, wait. Was there anything worse though when you pull up to a house and they either have like pretzels?
Oh my god, or and fruit?
And it would literally be like 10 pretzels in a pack. And it's like,
Oh, yeah, and they're, like, pumpkin shaped.
Yeah, and it's, like, okay. Or raisins.
Oh.
Are you fucking kidding me? It's Halloween. Give me a goddamn Twix.
I would turn my ass around and walk away. Yeah, that's, I'd be, so like, that's disrespectful.
Serious? Like, are you serious?
A raisin?
Yuck.
And that says a lot about you, whoever's get. Like, you hate
Not
fun.
Not even in a trail mix with an M&M and a fucking cashew.
No. That's disgusting.
I know.
Did you participate? We have a thing called Mischief Night in New Jersey. Yeah. It apparently only exists in Jersey and like maybe one other state or something. Mm-hmm. But it's the night before Halloween. The teenagers just get up to some antics.
Some mischief, if you will. Yeah, I did participate. I was definitely ding-dong ditching.
TPing. It literally was either people would... toilet paper trees, ding dong ditch, or like, if they were feeling really crazy, they would like egg a car. That was it. But
luckily,
I remember
I never had anyone egg my car or do anything of the sort.
Yeah, I don't know if I have. Oh my god, sorry if I keep coughing this episode.
More on that later. Mischief Night's pretty crazy. Some people call it like Hallows Eve or Devil's Eve or something. I don't know. It's a fun night. Should we do some mischief tomorrow?
Is it tomorrow, the day before Halloween?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we do mischief night?
I actually think people these days would get shot.
Yeah. I feel like if you're in, you know, shit, Arkansas, maybe you'd be at a higher risk. Like if you're in, you know.
Well, you never know.
New Jersey, I feel like you're maybe more likely.
I don't know. I don't know these days.
Wait, what's your favorite Halloween candy? What would be the thing that like you get to a house and they have and you're like, fuck yeah.
I guess Kit Kats.
Oh,
I loved Kit Kats.
Did you
okay,
when
but
they were orange for Halloween?
No, I was about to say that. No, I hate white chocolate. I only like the normal kind. Also,
I
like
a classic Reese's.
Yeah.
But I also love. This is maybe an I love an Almond Joy, and I love
no. I hate Almond Joys.
Okay, we'll get this. I love Dots.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh man, if I
oh my god, I forgot I had eyeshadow on me.
If I come across a pack of Dots, lock me up. Lock her up.
Dot.
Like if you get me,
they like pull your teeth out. They're so chewy.
My panties will come off if you offer me a pack of Dots. Straight up panty droppers.
Dog? We're thinking about the same shit. The gumdrops.
Yes. My god. The green ones. Literally. Panty dropper.
No.
Really?
They can't. But, you know what would get my panties dropping?
Whoppers.
What?
You seem like the type of person that would eat a pack of fucking malted chocolate Whoppers.
No. Milky Ways. Because they were giving Three Musketeers, but they just put a layer of caramel in it.
First of all, I hate a Three Musketeers. I would literally not eat those.
Ooh, you know a niche candy that I ate up?
A Take Five?
No.
Oh.
But kind of similar realm. Maybe they are. I don't know if the name is interchangeable.
Oh my god, I can't wait.
A Thousand Grand Bar.
A thousand grand bar. No respect for an 1,000 Grand Bar. Do they even make a full size?
I've never seen one.
Oh my god.
It's like a Nestle Crunch Bar.
Oh, I love a Nestle Crunch Bar. So underrated. I feel like Nestle Crunch Bar is like...
They're so good.
Nestle Crunch Bar are just like old reliable, you know? It's like... It's like a glass of water. It's always going to be there. It's always going to be good.
Oh my God. When you would get Fun Dip sometimes. Some people gave out Fun Dip.
Fun Dip's crazy.
Fun Dip was really
Fun Dip, like... Parents that were giving out Fun Dip are swingers.
Yeah. And dated recreational
drugs. Yeah. Like they were.
They had a meth house in the back if they were doing Fun Dip.
And like they let their kids smoke weed. For sure.
Yeah. Oh my God. I hated the stick though.
Yeah.
You know, the Fun Dip stick.
See, that's my favorite part.
What? I would just use it to suck up, you know.
Okay, you know what was super lame?
What?
Houses that gave out like Tootsie Rolls.
Oh, I hate
Tootsie Rolls.
But I love when...
The flavored one. The vanilla.
No.
Oh.
The pink one.
How do you feel about Laffy Taffy?
Love.
But not the banana.
No.
No. No. I knew it.
Runts.
Oh, man, the pink. We should order like a pack of like obscure... bottle caps!
Are those the chalky ones?
They're soda flavored.
I didn't mind them, but...
Oh, my... Great, if I found a fucking pack of bottle caps in my Halloween bag, panty dropper.
You know what was crazy, too? I don't know if... You know those wax candies?
They didn't give those out on Halloween, though, because people were putting syringes in those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I was given some.
Stop.
Yeah, that gives, like, the epitome of, like, people doing some...
What are those things?
Skittles.
Pixie sticks. And then sometimes it would break in your bag and the sugar would get everywhere.
Oh, and they were like the small size. Have you ever had
Pixie
one?
Sticks are also Pixie Sticks to Coke Addict Pipeline. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Right?
No, yeah, because the kids were reliant on them back then.
I watched someone snort better. A Pixie Stick.
Have you seen the big, like, yardstick Pixie Stick?
Have I? Yes.
I've consumed them.
Yes. Oh my God, baby bottle.
Baby bottle pop. I never got one in trick or treating.
No, I mean, that. Imagine how much money that would cost, right?
Wait, speaking of like similar realm, what was the fucking Juicy Drop Pop?
What's
a Juicy Drop Pop?
Stop, I know exactly what that is.
What was that?
Wait, what about the houses that would just give out full-size Hershey bars? How do you feel about that?
They were cunt.
Right?
Yeah, no, there was this one house in my neighborhood that was known for giving out movie theater sized candy.
Yeah.
And she knew she was the shit.
Yeah. Cunt. I feel like full size Hershey bars are like
well, but they can't only be offering just a full size Hershey bar. There has to be more other things.
But
that's
crazy.
I feel
like a full size Hershey bar is like that guy you hook up with every now and then when you're bored. Like, it's good, it's satisfying, but you're never reaching for it.
And you want to suck on him.
Oh my, like, you don't bite them. Wait, what about the cookies and cream ones?
No. My sister loved those. She ate them.
I feel like some, like, crazy kids like those. I don't know. I just feel like there's something sinister about
it.
There's something sinister. Why does no one ever give out cookie dough bites? You only get those at the movies.
No. Or like, snow caps.
Yeah, I've never gotten snow caps. And then, you know what's the worst?
What?
When you get, like, a pack of Sour Patch Kids, there's literally, like, three in the pack.
Oh, the
so
small
annoying.
Ones?
Yeah, so annoying. And they're all yellow. Like, fucking kill me, right?
Yeah.
Kill
or
me.
Starburst, you open up the two-pack, yellow. I'm sorry.
Oh, I have an unpopular opinion here. Pink, worst. Pink is the worst Starburst flavor. I literally won't even open and eat it.
Pink is the best one.
No, for me, it goes red. Orange, yellow, pink. There, I said it.
You're fucking twisted.
There, I said it.
Well, you're wrong.
Stop.
What Halloween costumes were you? What oh my name God. Your top my two or something?
I was asked this last night. I literally have never been that into like dressing up on Halloween. But in first grade, I was a flamingo. So I had a unitard and it was like a hood. And then on the top of the hood was this great like flamingo head.
Okay.
But it was a unitard. So I think I had to wear like tights with it. And so I was just a flamingo because that was my favorite animal. Like my room was flamingo themed growing up. Mm-hmm. And like I had flamingo like wind chimes and sheets and I just loved them. So that was probably my best costume.
Were you ever Ariel?
Yes, when I was very young, even younger than first grade. I
feel like that's kind of like stereotyping and you didn't even get to decide.
I know. I feel like I never, because like in college, I honestly never went that hard. I would just be like slutty cheetah, slutty vampire, and the vampire slutty you just put angel.
Lipstick on your face.
Yeah, just like I was an angel 1 year as a devil. You know, I'm just not really that into it. I always have ideas and then I'm just too lazy to fulfill them.
In kindergarten, like one of my first Halloween costumes or whatever in school, I was Scream. And I thought it was just a ghost.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't know he was a serial killer. And I remember people saying like, oh my God, that's so scary.
Yeah, people would dress up as Scream in my elementary school because it's such an easy costume to get from Party City.
Yeah.
Oh my God, looking going at the Party City catalog.
On the wall. You remember going there and looking at on the wall and then you have to tell them the number you want?
It's literally the most shitty made costumes of all time. Wait, talk about your box.
I had three. I was starting in eighth grade or seventh grade. I decided I thought it'd be a great idea to dress up as the Hunger Games. As in...
Not Katniss, not PETA, not even Gale.
As in the book.
The hardcover book.
And so I made a box Hunger Games and like it took me so long. I spray painted it. I cut out and like designed the cover.
Honestly, what a feat.
Yeah. And then I continued on with the whole trilogy. And at this point, I'm in high school. I think freshman year, I was Catching Fire. Mm-hmm. And then junior year, I was Mockingjay.
Yeah.
So it really...
Every year.
Yeah.
New box, new grant.
Yeah.
New year, new box.
I should have done the Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
Oh my God, that would have been good.
No, see, I just couldn't anymore.
Yeah. You should be the Bible.
Why?
I don't know. Just think you could learn a thing or two.
The word.
The word.
Of my cock.
Of your cock.
Episode.
Is Disney Trip 2023.
Y'all, it flopped.
Stop.
No, it didn't. No,
overall,
no, it didn't.
It was good. There were just so many ups and downs and things we had to overcome. It only brought us closer.
It kind of feels like we were trauma bonded. Not that there were... honestly...
A lot of the trauma...
Had to do with me.
Yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm coming from... I went to FSU Homecoming... which was actually very fun, but that was a trip where it was like, go, go, go. Like, I probably didn't get one good night's sleep because these literal children I'm with, who I love, one thing about going back to your college is you look around, you're like, these are children.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm only 2 years out, but like, I'm looking around in this club. The average age here is 20.
Right.
And it's like, oh my God.
And I can't drink that many $3 tequila water limes anymore.
No. And the thing is, these people, the bartenders at all these places are like kids too. And they don't know how to bartend. So it's like they just pour like so much alcohol into your one drink.
I would drink tequila water lime. Yeah. That was my cocktail order. Or vodka crayons.
You would have two drinks. If you have two drinks in New York, you're like fine. If you have two drinks in Tallahassee, you're like about to be blacked out.
Oh, and I was often.
Yeah. And so that's what I was dealing with all
weekend.
Good
thing I didn't go back. Probably would have.
You probably would have blacked out.
It would have been really embarrassing getting carried out.
You should have saw Steve at the local gay bar, though.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
Our friend Steve got blacked. Well, he was like browned out because he said he remembered moments. But okay. He was given a show on the stage.
I bet he was. When he dances, oh, he lets
his shirt was off.
Yeah, he lets it rip. No one else's was. He lets it rip.
Yeah. And it's not good. It's no. shit. What he's letting rip is his ass.
Yeah.
But it's his confidence is just really admirable. It's
he's one of the most confident person I know. One of the most confident people I know.
Yeah.
That was embarrassing. I don't know. Happened there.
Well, I guess we can just go in chronological order. So from there, I take a rental car.
This is where it starts.
This is where it all begins. So I take a rental car from Tallahassee to Orlando. It's a bright blue Dodge Charger. Mm-hmm.
It's a lovely drive. It's like one, like it's like a direct shot, 4 hours. Yeah.
And I'm in this bright blue sports car. I'm like,
you are just
okay.
Living your Y2K best life, right?
Yeah. And so I'm feeling a little run down from the trip, but not too bad. And I'm going to meet Ashley, Eli, and Emily Boos at the hotel. And so everything goes well. I get to the hotel and then I go to drop off the car at the Disney Car Center, which, like, for those who don't know, they have a whole ass Disney Car Center.
Oh, they have everything on that property. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if they have an armada, their own military. You know?
I wouldn't be surprised if they had nuclear arms on the property.
I would not be surprised if they had literally the proliferation. What's the word I'm looking for?
The
proliferation of nuclear arms spread to Kissimmee, Florida. Is that where Disney is?
I think Celebration.
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway.
But remember we were talking about how what if when we go to Epcot, everything that's like happening in the world is like accurately reflected in the World Showcase? And like there's like just wars going on.
That would be crazy.
And it's like we can't go into certain countries at the World Showcase.
I really would not be surprised if in Club... What's it called? The Secret Club in Disney?
Oh my God, I don't even know.
Club 42 or something?
Yeah, it's like a number.
If there are the codes to nuclear weapons there.
Yeah, there's something. I bet you that Epcot, the whole lake in, that the World Showcase goes around, I bet you some giant ass nuke comes out of it and launches.
Oh, can launch my out of God.
There. They have everything.
During the Cuban Missile Crisis, so close.
Oh my God!
Like
they
Florida.
Had to have had.
They
like
definitely have nukes.
A defense thing.
Stop! They had to have.
And also, it's one of the biggest tourist attractions in the world.
Yeah,
they definitely have like nuclear armed defense mechanisms.
Oh my God! Someone call Bob. We cracked the case. Bob Iger. Hello.
Get better security, right?
Yeah, right. Because Miley and Mandy just cracked the fucking case.
Anyways, I go return the car. I come back and I'm like, you know what? Like, I'm here first. I'm waiting for Ashley, Eli, and Emily Boos. I'm going to buy like a bottle of champagne. Like, yes,
at
Disney.
The Animal Kingdom Lodge.
At the Animal Kingdom Lodge. It was a beautiful room. We had a Savannah view of the animals. So I go to buy the champagne in the hotel, like, gift shop. And he's like, ID. And I go into my wallet.
There's nothing worse than this feeling.
There's the ID is gone.
Stop.
And I'm like, okay, well, that's not good. So then I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'll buy it later.
Isn't
so
that
I,
the most embarrassing feeling, though?
Yeah. Well, one, it's like embarrassing because you're like, damn, does he think I'm like underage?
Yeah,
I was trying
like,
to like get lucky.
Especially in Disney, like how humiliating.
Oh my God.
Sorry. Anyway.
Yeah. So then I go back. I check my bags. Nowhere to be found. And then I'm thinking, like, when did I have it last? In order to drive into the hotel, there's a little security booth and you have to show them your ID. And so I did that initially because I originally drove to the hotel, dropped off my stuff, and then got back in my rental car and dropped it off. So I took out my ID to show the security guy when I first walked in. I didn't put it back in my wallet. Right. I realized it was just on my lap. So I'm freaking out. And I'm like, it's either in the rental car or maybe like somewhere along the way. So I texted Ashley, Eli, and Emily Boos. They're all scared because they didn't know what they were going
to
walk into.
Yeah, we were like landing, I think, when you texted us. And then we had to like find Emily in the airport. And like, I just knew we could be walking into a war zone of our very own. And the war zone is Grant's mood.
Yeah.
And I was scared. I was scared for my life. But you were actually in really good spirits about it. Which I feel like maybe you like went through the five stages of emotion like before we even got there and you kind of came out the other side and you were in acceptance.
I don't know. Yeah.
We were cracking jokes. We were having a good time. And you were hopeful that it was going to be at the Disney Car Center the next morning.
Yeah.
So then we got there.
Jico.
We had the best the best meal we had in Florida was at the restaurant at the Animal Kingdom Lodge called Jico. Such great hospitality.
Yeah.
The service was impeccable.
It was so good.
So then we went back to our room and we had a savannah view so we could see the giraffes, the zebras, the antelopes, which was, it sounds exciting, but it was a little depressing.
Yeah, it was kind
of. It's like, oh, a giraffe isn't supposed to be living on this field in Celebration, Florida.
And then we would wake up and some mornings they would all be gone.
Yeah, it was a where little were mysterious.
They? Like where?
Almost like they're animatronics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think anyone's ever gone drunk and hopped the fence and went to like go pet the giraffe or zebra?
Yeah, I thought about it being sober.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine.
I wanted to, you know, when like you're on a cruise ship and you're like,
you
want to jump off? I kind of felt like that in Animal Kingdom Lodge. I just want to go like,
pet the zebra.
Be one with, like, have a moment with this giraffe.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to spook it or anything.
No. But anyways, we had to get up at, like, poachers. 5 a.m. When did we get up?
Yeah.
We got up at, like, 6 a.m. because we had a, the plan was, I already talked to the Disney cast members who were very nice. We were going to show up to the rental car place.
At the ass crack of dawn.
When it opens, so that, God forbid, like, hopefully we get there before a family goes and steals the car away and I can't even check it.
Steals the car, rents the car.
Rents the car and I can't even check it.
Yeah.
But I get there and I found my ID. It was under the seat. Stop. It was a miracle.
Also, the reason why this ID was so important is because we had big plans to drink around the world.
I know, that was
like,
literally.
Honestly, like, this entire trip kind of revolved around getting drunk in Disney. Like, honestly.
We've been talking about it. Like, you guys know, we've been like wanting to go to Disney for so long.
Yeah,
kind of with that as a main reason.
So the fact that like Grant would just have to sit by and watch me, Emily, and Eli drink around the world, like, heartbreaking.
Yeah,
gut-wrenching. But then we found it and then we went to Magic Kingdom and I realized something in Magic Kingdom.
It's the worst park.
It's the worst park. It's the worst park. It's the one that everyone goes to first, I feel like, on their Disney trip, because it's got the iconic views, the castle. It's got some iconic rides, Space Mountain, Splash Mountain, even though it's under construction.
Tiana's Bayou.
Oh, sorry. Tiana's Bayou. And I just feel like it's so fucking crowded.
Yeah.
That it's almost...
It's so crowded. And then the rides you, like, wait for, like... I'm sorry, Peter Pan is cute and all. I could have made that in my basement.
Yeah.
Respectfully.
Yeah, no, Magic Kingdom was just a little stressful, to be honest. It was also, I feel like if people are going to Disney for one day, they just go to Magic Kingdom. So it literally had like double the amount of people as the other parks, I felt like.
It literally has the worst rides too. Like, I'm so sorry. But like, I guess it's the history of it all, maybe.
Yeah.
But there's a new Tron roller coaster we didn't get to go on though.
No, sadly. We didn't. But it was, so then we all kind of were really just worn out. It was hot that day. So many people. So we're like, let's go take a nap before we hit Epcot. And we napped.
Yeah.
And then we went to Epcot.
This night was fun. We did like a speed round.
Yeah, because we only had like around an hour and a half.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, my God. We only had about an hour and a half to like go around the world before it closed. So we did like a speed round and got food and drinks and it was really fun and we got drunk and then we went on Remy's Ratatouille Adventure.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
What a ride.
Grant, when I saw Remy in person, chills.
Yeah.
Chills.
It was really, it was immersive.
It was like I saw the Pope. You know, when people get like kissed by the Pope.
Yeah.
I wish...
You were kissed by
I
Remy.
I wish I was kissed by Remy, little chef.
Yeah.
And I have this Remy stuffed animal that
talk.
Eli bought me.
Make him talk.
In Epcot. Guys, it literally talks if you...
Hello, I'm Remy.
Oh, my God. And then, guys,
hi,
get,
Remy.
If you press the other hand, you're never going to believe this.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Remy.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Remy.
He's bilingual.
Yeah, he's bilingual. He cooks. This man literally has everything. He's got a fucking huge dick. He has everything.
It hurts to laugh so bad.
He's French. He cooks and he's packing absolute heat. What more can you ask for?
There's a flap underneath his butt on this toy to turn on and off, I guess, the noises.
The weirdest
part. I found it open in Ashley's room with the battery pack removed.
Yeah.
Were you fisting him?
No. I want to move on.
Okay.
Yeah. What would you do if, like, it was, like, 3 a.m. and all of a sudden you woke up to just...
That would be scared.
Like, over and over again.
I would be terrified. No, it's
honestly, I have been loving having him as a guest in my room. It's been such a pleasure. He's literally my favorite Disney character of all time. So, that was a really special night for me. I feel like that was, like, the most... The thing I wanted to do most was just go to Paris, go to Chef Gusteau's, see the hallowed halls that Remy...
Yeah. Where he works.
At his
size, too.
Oh, my God. Because in the ride, they shrink you down to the size of the rat. And it was really nice to, like, be on his level for once. See his
perspective.
And see his perspective. I feel like I see the world in a new way. I'm not even kidding, Grant. Like, I feel like it honestly changed my life.
Okay.
Like, I'll never be the same. I just know what it's like to be, to feel so small in such a big pond, you know? And I just have a lot of sympathy.
Yeah.
I have a lot of sympathy. And I just want to thank Walt Disney World, Epcot, Pixar, and...
For bringing you there. Of course, Remy. For giving you that new
perspective. For giving me that opportunity.
That's amazing.
Oh my God, it's so special.
Yeah.
So then we went to bed, and the next day we decided to sleep in a little.
Well, the next day I got sick.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. We wake up and Grant's like, I'm sick. Immediately I'm like, oh my God, what a pussy. Just kidding.
Oh my god.
You can tell by the look in his eyes, so glassy. And so goddamn glassy.
I was like getting sick the day before too, which is why like we tried to take a nap.
Yeah, so he wasn't feeling well and he decided that he would stay behind and let us go ahead and he would have a telehealth appointment and meet up with us later if the opportunity allowed it and he felt better.
And now this is where things get crazy.
So we decided to go to Hollywood Studios.
We have to tell them that I'm a friend of the company.
Grant is a friend of Mickey Mouse. So believe it or not, this trip, we did not pay for any of our Disney passes. Mm-hmm. And we got heavy, heavy discounts.
Yeah.
We are very fortunate because of my relationship with Mickey Mouse.
And how we how we still do hook up.
Yeah.
And... see each other and Mickey was
we Jenna. Love like vermin.
We do.
We love rodents.
We do. You love Remy. I love Mickey. Mickey has boyfriend.
Mickey has Remy boyfriend dick. Could not be any different though.
Because Remy's hung as a horse.
Yeah.
Mickey is literally just like
chode.
I didn't want to say that, but he's like he's girthy. No, and it's like Mickey, I think he's the perfect size.
Mickey is an absolute chode. You know who's packing.
Goofy's
got an absolute claw.
Goofy's hung
like
Donald.
No, horse.
You want to talk about chode Donald.
Donald has a micro penis.
Yeah.
Poor Daisy.
Oh my God, poor Daisy. Daisy has to use a strap on.
They would.
Minnie has a tight puss.
I was just about to say that, which is fine because Mickey has a chode.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. And she's not complaining.
You know what's so sick?
What?
Like, if you even brought up Pluto right now, it'd say, shut up, you're sick.
Yeah,
you're
that's sick. Disgusting. That's but a then, dog.
Like, Goofy, we're like, oh, he's hung like a fucking horse.
It's different.
It's so different.
It's different.
But yeah, Remy could not be any different than the Mickey and Friends cast and crew.
Oh, yeah, they're so different.
So anyway, Grant's a friend of Mickey, close and personal. So we got free... like Disney passes and such, because
But they're all like tied to me.
Yeah, they're tied to Grant because it all had to be through Grant. So we leave him behind and we get our magic bands and we go to
Hollywood Studios.
And we're in line and you have to like tap your magic band and wait for it to go green to like get in. So the three of us, me, Emily, and Eli, we all like tap and all of a sudden like we realize that they're not working. And this worker goes, you don't have passes. This doesn't work. And we're like, no, we do. We are like, we're with a friend of Mickey, but he's sick right now. So he can't come. But like, he got us our passes. And they're like, well, he has to be present. I'm like, okay, can we talk to someone like your manager? And he goes, and they're just going to tell you the same thing. I was okay. Like, where is the pixie dust? Where is the magic that these Disney the cast most, members the are happiest supposed to bring?
Place on they earth.
Like, Disney workers are the nicest people on earth. This man looked at us like we were scum.
Oh my
like,
God.
We were scum because we didn't have these passes. I felt like I was Remy size. I felt so small.
I've noticed this a couple times. I feel like if you have an issue or something like that at Disney, their first thing is to look at you like you're lying. Like they're like, yeah, they're really? Kind of, like,
yeah, because I bet they deal with that so often. But so many people are lying through their teeth to try to like skip lines and, you know, do nefarious things.
Yeah.
So then we decided to go to customer service, go to guest relations. And we sent Eli forward because I know I'd get a little snippy with them because I would be very quick to be like, well, seriously, like he's sick. He's in bed right now. You want him to come on Rock and Roller Coaster? You're sick. So we sent Eli forward because Eli's a charmer.
Yeah.
And he talks to Kristen. Shout out Kristen at Guest Relations, Hollywood Studios. And she says, you know what? This is going on for like 15 minutes at first. She's like, there's nothing I can do. I'm sorry. You need a cast member. You'll have to purchase tickets for the day. Grant, these tickets? A park hopper for one day is like $350
that
US
is
dollars.
So crazy.
Hard earned US currency, $350.
Jesus Christ.
So she's like, you're going to have to buy passes for the day. And we're like, well, I don't know if I want to spend $350. So then we're like, should we go to Hollywood Horror Night or Halloween Horror Nights at Universal? Like, should we just literally forego Disney? And then Eli continues talking to her and she says, you know what? If you just buy the park hoppers now, when your friend is out of bed and can come, we'll refund you for all three tickets. So then we have to make a really big gamble. Will we risk losing, you know, $900-something, $1,000 that you'd get out of bed?
Yeah, and I think it's kind of fucked that they like said that that's the solution, because what if I had COVID or something and then all of a sudden they want me to go there?
Yeah, so then we all decided, you know what, like so much of this trip was discounted. Okay, let's do it. And we get a hold of you and you say, you know what, I'll try to come. Mm-hmm. You couldn't guarantee it, but you would try. Yeah. And you know what? We said, okay. And she was really nice. She got us all our lightning passes, our fast lanes, like, restored because we had missed them all waiting in line. And we went in, and our first stop was the Cantina, which is the bar from Star Wars.
Oga's Cantina.
Y'all, they roofied us. They literally Zanny bombed me in Olga's Cantina. I had two drinks. I was blacked out. Granted, I don't think I ate that day. Literally blackout in Olga's Cantina in Disney Hollywood Studios.
11 a.m.
They literally Zanny bombed me.
I wish.
Or
I
like
was
roofied
there.
Me. I don't know what they put in these drinks. It was insane. I got a cocktail and then I just got an IPA, a beer. Grant wasted, and so was Emily. And Eli was pretty drunk too. And then we go on the Millennium Falcon ride. I'm literally wasted. I'm like having a photo shoot. It was crazy.
You thought you were gonna get a DUI.
Yeah, because you have to drive on the ride. I was like, fuck, I'm wasted. I'm gonna get a goddamn DUI. Are you serious right now? I was freaking out. I don't know what I would have done.
Yeah.
Like, don't drink and drive, but you can drink and
you can drink in Disney and drive the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. And then there were like stormtroopers going past me. I was like, oh my god, like act casual. Oh my God, Grant, if they asked me to walk in a straight line, I literally would have fell on the floor. It was so bad.
You got Zanny bombed at August.
I literally got roofied in August Cantina. I don't know who did it, but it was crazy. So then we just had a nice day, the three of us. It was honestly like the best day. Out of the just kidding. And then we met up with you in Epcot again.
You were still sick,
but you powered through.
Was that the day we went on Soarin'?
Yeah.
Emily has been pleading to go on damn Soarin'. We finally do it and we get off and we're like, seriously, Emily? And this is the second time she did this because the first time was It's a Goddamn Small World.
She wanted to go on it so bad. Literally, that is 10 minutes of my life I'll never get back.
Yeah. I'd rather do 500 other things, legal or illegal, than go on It's a Small World. Right. I don't know.
Literally just dolls flying around.
It's singing the same shit over and over again.
Oh.
I'm so sorry to Walt or whoever came up with that idea. Like, I get like,
I'm sure it would have been good in like 1957.
Yeah.
It would have been groundbreaking. Oh, people were gagged.
I don't know.
I think people were gagged. Well, they were like, because, you know, you didn't have the internet. This was probably your chance to see the world.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's probably how they marketed it.
Yeah.
This is your chance to see the world. And it's all little ass fucking dolls. Yeah, Some of them are probably stereotyped. Iceland. Yeah.
Throwing snowballs at each other. Classic.
Yeah. Oh my God. Also, there's so many, like, this is a whole side thing, but there's so many things that, like, could probably cancel them in their rides now, but that people don't want to pay attention to, but then they pay attention to other things.
Like what?
I don't know. Like when I saw the Native Americans in the Peter Pan ride, I was a little taken aback by that.
That was crazy. They literally, like, they had like red eyes.
Yeah.
They literally looked like the most sinister people. And
they intentionally like looked like they like made their faces like kind of like, I don't like, stereotypically kind of barbaric looking, similar to how FSU's old logo.
Yeah. No.
Like the Seminole looked really crazy. They made these
indigenous people crazy. Like sinister looking.
Yeah.
It was terrible. Oh my God.
I was like, why is no one pointing that like out? The
indigenous girl in Peter Pan is a lovely girl, Tiger Lily.
I don't even remember that movie.
But I
was shook by that.
You were still not feeling well, but you know what? You were like, tomorrow's a brand new day. You didn't have COVID. You tested a few times. You didn't have COVID. You got some meds, some cough syrup. You drank your lean and you hit the hay, right?
I don't even remember that night.
Yeah.
That was the night we went on Soarin' and then Guardians again.
Yeah, and then you left early and then we continued to drink around the world a little and then we came home.
Remember when you came home and you...
We were a little tipsy and we're going down the hallway and we're like, shit, like Grant's been home for like an hour now. And obviously the same thought crossed all of our minds and we kind of stopped in our tracks and we said, what if Grant's jerking off What if Grant is literally beating his meat in the Animal Kingdom Lodge? Such a fair question.
Yeah.
Such a fair question. So we decided to knock on the door to at least give you a minute to collect yourself if you were in the throes of passion. And then you had just been eating McDonald's.
Yeah, I fucking ordered McDonald's that night. And then it had just come. It was so bad.
Yeah,
I
don't know why I did that. Made our whole hotel room smell like McDonald's. Really?
Oh, and you're mad about that?
Really?
You're mad about that?
Yeah. Really?
Also, Ashley is now, so we're on the third day of the trip, fourth day.
Oh, yes. Ashley's so day as four you guys know,
of not pooping.
Yeah, I have a really interesting medical condition where if I'm traveling, I can't shit. Like, my record, when I studied abroad, we went on a long spring break trip. We went to 3 countries. I think it was about 12-day trip, and I didn't shit for 17 days.
I'm so infatuated by it because every meal I was like, oh, well, there goes that into the black hole.
Yep. When I went to the Outer Banks in the summer, 9 days.
Where does it go?
And I take like, I start with Miralax before the trip to try to like, you know, loosen things up.
And it just doesn't work.
I'll go to, it's called like Sempat or something. It's like an organic kind of laxative. And then I usually almost immediately hit the hard stuff and I go for the extra strength, Dolcolax. Y'all, I took two this trip. It did not work. I don't know what's happening in my intestines.
Like, where does it go is my biggest question.
I don't know. We're eating girthy
meals, hearty meals.
Hearty meals. I was eating chicken off the bone, which I don't do. And I thought that maybe, like, such girthy meat would relieve my bowels. No. My intestines were literally tied in knots.
So strange.
Yeah. So by the end of the trip, I was literally all cheeked up.
Anyways, day four. This was a good day. Why am I, like, thinking back and I don't remember any of it?
No, Dave. Oh, my God.
Maybe because the day five was so traumatic. It's like when
people went to Taylor Swift concerts and said they didn't remember it.
Yeah.
This Disney.
Or it's day three, technically. I don't fucking know.
So we go to Animal Kingdom this day. Animal Kingdom was fun.
It was fun.
Oh, my God. I laughed.
It was gorgeous, too.
Oh, it was stunning.
It was stunning.
I felt like I was on a safari. It was absolutely stunning.
We think Animal Kingdom is slept on. It's definitely like the least popular park, but we...
Not in my eyes. Hey, not in my eyes.
Yep. Right?
Right?
I thought it was gorgeous.
Absolutely breathtaking.
Where can you see Pandora?
Oh my God.
Dinosaurs.
We were walking in and we decided to shop locally and go to Disney's own coffee brand, Joffrey's Coffee. We decided to shop local.
The honeybees.
Yeah, we go to this stand outside of the Animal Kingdom, Joffrey's. Y'all, these workers, these poor Disney cast members were being swarmed by about 80 bees.
Like, literal infestation. They were literally,
like, infesting this coffee stand. Like, they were all over the syrups.
They had to, like, swat them away. Like, they were literally crawling everywhere.
So Eli, like, wrote a, like, review or whatever and was like, your workers are being absolutely raided by bees right now.
Hello, Disney HR.
And then we said, okay, three vanilla lattes, please.
Yeah, we still took it. And then we were like, wait, these taste fresh.
Yeah, some like honey? Fresh honey. Mm. No, but it was actually terrible. But anyway, we go to Animal Kingdom. Literally breathtaking, stunning, beautiful.
Pandora.
Couldn't recommend Animal Kingdom more.
Everyone's gagged about the Banshee ride.
Kind of flop.
Yeah.
Yeah, we thought it was a flop. Fun. Also, we remember Yeti being so crazy, and it wasn't.
Yeah, best ride in that park, and dare I say, all of Disney.
Dinosaur. Guys, if you go to Disney, go to Animal Kingdom and just ride Dinosaur.
There's
over
like
and
no
over
way
again.
Usually.
Emily and Eli didn't care for it. Grant and I literally thought it was the best 7 minutes of our lives.
Yeah, the way it just throws you around.
It's like a experience on your body like you'll never have before.
Yeah.
There's nothing quite like it.
You literally can't even, like, you're supposed to be in, like, the jungle and see all these dinosaurs and shit. You can't see anything. Yeah. It's pitch black.
You literally feel like you're in a six-car pileup in a good way.
Yeah. Like
in the best way.
And, like, you just keep getting rammed by, like, car after car.
Oh, it's so, like, but in a good way. Yeah. It's hard to explain.
That ride is so fun.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun there.
That hurt my back for sure,
though. And then we got some drinks. We got
in Animal Kingdom?
Yeah, and then we got drinks.
Oh, at lunch.
Yeah, we got some drinks. And then we headed over to Hollywood Studios again since Grant didn't get to experience it.
We went right to Toys. Ashley didn't eat lunch with the rest of us at Animal Kingdom. So she was like craving a grilled cheese.
We went to Woody's Toy Box and got grilled cheese. It was like literally one of the top five. I'm a grilled cheese connoisseur. Like I've probably eaten around, I don't know, 5,000 grilled cheeses in my life. I'm an expert. Top five grilled cheese.
It looked really
And then we got
good.
Adult lemonade. But that was fun. We went on the Millennium Falcon. We got some more drinks.
We went on the Millennium Falcon with someone who recognized us from TikTok.
Yeah, he was the driver. He was the pilot and we were the gunners.
Yeah, and they crashed that shit so bad. We all did so bad.
Yeah, we did. I know. I was shooting them like crazy.
So was I.
Okay. That night, we just went to...
I got lightsabers.
Oh, yeah, you got lightsabers.
I got Ahsoka lightsabers. I thought I was so cool walking around with those sabers.
We went to Epcot and we went to Space 240 or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
It was good.
I was expecting to be more a little bit more
gagged. Did have one of the best appetizers of our life, the truffle gnocchi.
No, the truffle tortellini.
Tortellini.
That was so good.
Yeah, Grant and I were absolutely floored by this appetizer.
But it's so confusing, though, because you take an elevator up to space, like, and, like, shows a whole show. It's, but like, I was obsessed with trying to figure out if it was actually an elevator or not.
Yeah.
And I was asking the lady when we were leaving, I was like, can you just tell me? I was like, is it an elevator? And then she was like, yeah. And I was like, okay, well, does it? How many floors does it go up? Does it go up, like, a floor? She's like, no, 220 miles. I was like, shut the fuck up.
They're
like,
staying character.
These Disney cast members, like, what are you gaining?
They stay in character.
They really are addicted to the mouse.
They're addicted to the magic and the pixie dust.
I was thinking, too, how do you find so many nice employees? Like,
I think people, like, travel the like from all over the world, all over the country to go work at Disney. Like, it's their dream.
Like, the bus drivers, too?
It's their dream. But also, like, something we talked about, because we were walking over 20,000 steps a day. I actually have a lot of newfound respect for Disney adults that go, like, four times a year. Because
Oh my God.
Like, the crowds, the walking, the stamina you have to have.
It's a sport.
Like, I think if Disney adults enlisted in the military, there would never be war again. Yeah. The stamina that these people have is on par with a Navy SEAL.
And you have to, like, be constantly, like, checking the app and shit for, like, wait times.
Like,
and,
it's
like,
a full-time job to be a Disney adult. And the world just shames them and ridicules them. But that doesn't stop them. Nope. It only makes them stronger. I'm not one of them, but I see them. I hear them. And I respect them.
You know, I watch these YouTube vloggers and everything, and I think in a different life, I could have been a Disney adult. Mm. However, I almost died.
Let's get into it. The last day.
The next morning.
Eli and I had an early morning flight. So we woke up really early, like 6 something, and just left.
As they're getting ready. Okay, so I'm falling asleep that night, and something is pulsing above, right below the center of my rib cage, like where, like right below the center and above the stomach. Something is literally feels like there's like a bug or like something like put like punching my inside. And it wasn't like painful, it was just like uncomfortable and weird. I was like, huh, okay, weird. And then I had a dream that it was a parasite or something, and yeah. It reminded me of Spaceballs, that scene when the alien comes out of that person's chest.
It's like an alien.
Yeah. And so I wake up like around the same time as Ashley and Eli as they're getting ready to leave, and I start looking on my phone and trying to figure out what it is. Everything is coming up really alarming.
Whenever, like, you Google symptoms, the results are grave.
Because it's still doing it by the time, like, I woke up. So I'm like, why is it still doing this? And I found something. At this point, Ashley and Eli have left. And I found something that was called abdominal arctic. I think it was like abdominal arctic aneurysm. It's like involving arteries, I think.
Oh, okay.
And it's like an aneurysm. And it said, like, the pain or symptoms for it is like back pain, like really deep, intense back pain that's been pretty persistent. A pulsing, like feeling where I was feeling it. It's the a blood tube that connects your heart to like your stomach or something. Yeah. And something is blocking it or got clogged or whatever. And now it's like becoming really big. And if you're feeling the symptoms or whatever, it means that
it's almost too late.
That it's, yeah, it was like it's usually not symptomatic until it is. And that means it's like ruptured or it's about to whatever.
So obviously that your natural conclusion is that you're dying.
Yeah. So I'm freaking out at this point. Like, and I'm like,
do you wake Emily up at this point?
Yeah. At this point, I like got up and like went to the bathroom too because I thought maybe it was gas or something, like whatever. And then I go back to Emily. I was like, Emily, I think like something's wrong with me. And then she's like, what? It's probably nothing. And then I like, I don't know what happened, but every symptom that I read, it said like to contact like 911 immediately if you feel dizzy, lightheaded, like really hot, whatever, in combination with everything.
Of course.
And I started to feel all of those. Like, I've never had this happen to me. I literally felt first it started with like nausea, and then I got really, really hot, like, but in like a cold way, like where I felt both, and I like was having a hard time breathing, and then I was, guys, I called 911. It's like funny and crazy looking back, but in that moment I thought I was going to die, and so I called 911. Emily's just watching me from her bed.
Is she trying to like calm you down? No. At all? She's just letting you go. That's an interesting response.
Yeah, at first I feel like I was too far gone.
Okay, I would have been sleepy. I would have been like, all right, I'll figure it out.
And she might have thought there was actually something wrong with me at this point.
Right.
Because it kind of probably looked it. Like, so I was...
Can we reenact the 911 call? Like, how were you act? Like, okay, 911, what's your emergency?
They said, where is it?
911... What?
They said, where's your emergency?
911, where's your emergency?
The Animal Kingdom Lodge Jumbo House. Please hurry.
Wait, sir, I don't think I was saying please hurry yet. Can I ask you what's wrong?
I was like, I had some weird like pulsing like in my chest, and now I'm not feeling so good.
What are your symptoms, sir?
Well, actually, she transferred me to the paramedics. Oh, she's okay. Let me transfer you. Okay. Also, she said something about like this Jumbo House or an Animal Kingdom. She's like, is it in Reedy Creek? And I was like, what? I don't know what that is.
Oh, you were kind of sassy with her.
Yeah, because what are you talking about?
Yeah, like, you're not in the state.
I said Animal Kingdom House, Jumbo, Animal Kingdom Lodge, yeah. Jumbo House.
You're not giving like the longitude and latitude of your location right now.
Also, hello, don't they like have that in their little computer?
I couldn't say.
When I call up, at least in the movies, that's what it looks like.
But yeah, they always like have like it pinned down so quickly.
Yeah.
So you were like explaining your symptoms then to the paramedics? So the paramedics
came, and then it starts getting worse. Like, I'm like, I stood up to walk around because...
Wait. It started getting worse while you were on the phone or when they were there?
When they transferred me to the paramedics.
Oh, okay, on the phone.
They were like, what's going on? I was like, I explained my symptoms, and then I literally thought my brain, everything, I was fully convinced I was dying. I was like, please hurry. I literally said, please.
Like you'd been shot.
Yes. She was like, okay, we have units on our way.
You were telling them to hurry, like.
Yes. They're like, also, I think they told me that the manager or someone from the hotel is going to come. We already notified the hotel, like someone's going to come, blah, 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 blah. I was like, okay. And then I was like, I literally said, my friend's here. Can she help me anyway? Meanwhile, because I'm on your bed at this point. Oh. Like, I'm kind of like in your area. Yeah. And then Emily's on the other bed. Emily's just watching the whole thing.
Because to be fair.
She probably shook. Like, she probably what?
Was like, how did this escalate so quickly?
I don't know.
How did this happen? He's calling 911. Like, if I were there, Grant, I would have been, like, concerned if you were in this much pain. But I also been like, I don't... 911?
In this moment, I thought I was dying.
No, it happened.
And, like, physically, too. Yeah. Like, literally physically. I'm not saying just my brain because I was feeling physical symptoms.
No, I get it.
And then I asked the lady, I was like, should I lay down? Because I was feeling lightheaded and, like, dizzy. I was like, can I lay down? I thought if I lay down, I was going to die. And she was like, just get in any position you feel most comfortable. Aww. I thought I was, like, internally bleeding because this thing ruptured in me.
Oh, damn. You had a lot I had of all issues these, happening at the same time.
All these thoughts were in my brain. And then I was thinking, aww, too, how embarrassing, like, that Emily, or how sad and traumatizing Emily Boost is going to witness me die right here.
And then
also, like, the last video online of me is me in bed with some Reba ass girl and lightsabers.
Making fun of Disney dolls fucking after going to the park. Not even making fun, just shedding light.
Yeah. And then I'm also wearing a twink shirt. The shirt says twink on it.
As much as I loved Jumbo House at Animal Kingdom Lodge, it's not where I want my final resting place to be.
No, not at all. I was not ready to go. Scatter your
ashes on the savannah.
Yeah. No. So then I laid down, and then the conversation's kind of winding down. Like, she's like, all right, they're going to be there very soon. Call me back if anything.
Wait, can I ask a question? What? Sorry, I have so many questions. As someone who's never, I don't think I've ever been on the call with, like, what are they called? EMTs, paramedics like that. Is the conversation kind of get awkward at one point? Like, they kind of die out, or?
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, you were saying the conversation kind of fizzled out. Like, is it almost awkward when they're on the other end with you and you're like, so, like, just waiting for them, the EMTs, to arrive?
Well, that she didn't even get to that point. She was just kind of like, they're on their way, and then like, call me back.
Like, bye?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I thought they stay on with you the whole time.
No.
Oh, I was like, do you have to make small talk?
I think, well, right when I hung up, like, the manager guy arrived. Like,
okay. I was just wondering on, like, the logistics of the conversation.
I don't know. But so then I lay down. I instantly start feeling better. Like, I'm a little shaken up. But I'm like, what? And then the manager guy comes. I explain what happened. And then I was like, I'm starting to feel better now, though. And then the paramedics show up. And they were like, they took my blood pressure and it was normal. They took my temperature. It was normal.
Yeah.
And they were like, don't go online or don't read things online.
Oh, they scolded you a little?
No, I think I told them. And I was like saying, I was like, my blood pressure is fine. Like,
oh, like, you didn't believe them?
Yeah. I also, like, my mom has like blood issues, like where she has some. No one even knows what's wrong with her. It's really annoying. But she, like, will randomly have moments where her blood pressure just spikes.
Yeah.
And no one knows why. And so I'm thinking, like, oh, my God, what if I have that too now?
Aww.
So.
That's scary.
Yeah. And then they basically said I was fine. And I obviously told them I didn't want or feel like I needed to go to the ER. And they were like, just cost if it happens again. And I was like, I'm sorry. And they were like, no, this is our job. Like, but I felt so embarrassed. Basically, I guess what happened was I had a panic attack.
But I also never wonder if it was before. Gas, because when you laid down, like, it got better, and sometimes it, like, moves when you switch positions.
I think it was gas. Like, I think it literally was. And I think that's what the paramedics were kind of hinting at. They were asking me, like, what I ate last night.
Space 260.
Yeah. I don't know. And at that point, I was so sick and, like, back hurt and everything. Yeah. And it was early. I don't know.
Something just came over you.
But those physical feelings were real.
No, it's a panic attack.
I've never had one. Oh, I was sorry. So embarrassed. And I'm still embarrassed. I haven't talked to Emily Booth since.
Oh, because you're embarrassed that you called 911 in front of her?
Yeah. Aww. And she had to watch that whole episode.
Oh, I'm sure she still loves you the same. The next time you talk might be after she hears this live. Do you want to say something, sir?
Hi, Em.
Hey, Em.
Just wanted to say sorry again that you witnessed that. I know it must have been uncomfortable on your end. I really did think I was dying.
Yeah.
And it was actually really eye-opening to see that you did nothing. That I truly thought I was dying and you did nothing to help. Even when I asked the paramedic, hey, my friend's here, can she do anything? You didn't want to.
You know what? Imagine she got up, did all this stuff, like, literally, like, started giving you, like, chest compressions, and she made it worse.
Yeah, what if, like, well, that's the paramedic basically said no, like, didn't answer me when I asked.
They were probably
that.
Like, hey, leave your fucking friend alone. But,
like, imagine, yeah, Emily
take tried fucking to, Tums.
Like, or she got, like, a cold towel or something to, like, put on me, and then, like,
that would have been even more awkward.
Yeah,
like, just let Emily be, let her do her thing. Now she has a great story to tell everyone.
Oh, my God.
911.
I have a bunch of videos we took for one day. I'll edit a vlog at one point.
Well, that's our Disney trip. It was, there were ups and downs. Grant's still not mentally, spiritually, or physically recovered.
No, and I'm literally in so much pain still.
I'm fine. I'm thriving. No, Disney was really exhausting. It's definitely like a trip, not a vacation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I can't even imagine bringing, like my parents bought, like, four kids at one point.
Yeah, like,
that's
how
crazy
expensive it is today. It's so
and
insane.
Also just, like, oh, my God. Like, the kids would throw, like, tantrums. I was like, Jesus Christ, who let the kids in?
Yes.
What if there
yeah.
was, like, just adults stay at Disney?
Yeah. That'd be fine.
I don't know. Like, sometimes I was looking around. I was like, oh, get out of here.
Yeah, like, I want to kick one.
Just kidding. Like, the fact that if I wanted to meet Remy, I probably would have had to wait in a line behind like 40 yeah. kids. Seriously? We've you guys don't know Remy anyone. Like I do. You don't care about him like I do. You weren't even born when this movie came yeah. out. Get the fuck out. Get out of my face.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah.
All right, anyway. Oh, announcements for the good of the group. Announcements for the good of the group. Oh. Ooh, that was kind of good.
Yeah.
So my announcement is actually something sinister.
Oh.
Something I realized that I could do and I want to hold myself accountable and by you're telling.
Sinister for it?
Like, it's a sinister thought I had. Ooh. And I want to hold myself accountable by telling you. Okay. Because it involves you.
Oh.
And it's a sinister thought I had about something I could do to you.
Shit on my bed.
So obviously we share a TikTok account, Twink and a Redhead. And I thought, like, what if somehow I was like psychologically manipulating you with the For You page? Like, I was like manipulating the algorithm to like get you to do something
on Twink and a Redhead. Like, you started searching stuff or like,
yes, to try to like manipulate the algorithm so I could like app? Yeah, so when you like go on the app and you like scroll through like the For You page, like you're seeing what I want you to see, and I'm like literally like trying to get you to do something. Like, say I want you to start like cooking more. I'm all cooking videos. Like, I'm like manipulating you and you have wouldn't you been even doing know. It? No, but I was just like, that's such an interesting power I could yield.
Well, I just searched like so many videos of different headphones, like AirPod Maxes. Oh, so versus I'm
on Twink and a Redhead?
Yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, no, but I was thinking, like, what if I wanted you to like move out of the country, and I was oh like God. All these like expat videos, you know, and like how much better life is in.
I'm going to start paying attention to it yeah. and be like, have you been looking?
Yeah.
Can you test it out?
No, like, yeah, I want to, but I just wanted to like be sorry. Upfront about it because it was almost too much power for me to yield. I felt like with great power comes great responsibility, and I needed to be honest about the situation.
Well, are you just telling me about it, or are you going to do it, or both?
Maybe a little bit of both. I just wanted to warn you.
Oh, okay. Keep to stay because, curious about.
Yeah, I want this to be a game of like cat and mouse. So by giving you the knowledge, back. I know. I just think it'd be fun if we start manipulating each other like that.
Okay, I'm going to start doing alt-right videos.
I was going to say, what if I start doing like pro-life. Alt-right conspiracy theories, yeah. anti-vax, and all yeah. of a sudden it's January 6th and you're shitting on Nancy Pelosi's desk.
Yeah, what if you converted me?
Yeah. Oh, this will be a fun game. This will be a fun.
Oh my God, that
it's
was
what
a good one.
Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg are doing to us every day.
Wow.
Yeah, cat's out of the bag, right?
Right. Anyways, my announcement is maybe controversial. 1989 Taylor's version just came out.
Oh.
Whoever the man is named Christopher Rowe, who is producing a lot of songs that he didn't originally produce on the original records, he needs to get the fuck out of the studio.
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry to say it. Style, Taylor's version, got botched. New Romantics, botched. A lot of these original songs, botched. And it's because Max Martin and Shellback originally produced them and they didn't come back to do it again. For whatever reason, I've heard rumors because they wanted more money or something and Taylor didn't want to. I'm sorry, Taylor. If that's the case, you're the richest girl. This is Future Grant jumping in here. I really don't know what the fuck I was talking about here. I think I was a little harsh. I want to apologize formally to Christopher Rowe. I'm so sorry to him. However, I do think Style sounds a little botched, but the rest of them I've kind of gotten used to. So, anyways, you know?
I feel like people, I mean, yeah, they just sound different, but I'll still
no,
listen
it
to them.
No, it sounds like, and it's not her voice. Oh my God, I can't talk. It's not her voice. It's the production. Like, some of it sounds really cheesy or fake or like.
Style is sounding a little crazy. I don't think New Romantic sounds bad, though. And I think I Know Places sounds really
the
good.
It sounds like a children chorus.
The Vault songs are so fucking good. I'm really loving
the Are good. They're all Jack Antonoff. It just sounds like Midnight's 2.0, kind of.
And I'm not mad about
it. I'm not mad at
now
it.
Now that
either.
We don't talk, is no, so we don't fucking talk. Good. I call my mom.
It's so short. The only issue is how short it is.
I know, but I just listened to it on repeat. And then Is It Over Now? Like, literally, she absolutely flayed Harry Styles.
Also, when people say that she didn't write these songs, like, back then, are dumb. They say that because it's like modern production, I feel like.
Also, like...
like, obviously it sounds the way it sounds.
I believe she wrote them then.
Yeah, me too. I think people literally think that these songs were finished then.
No, she just had the lyrics.
Yeah,
and that's maybe she, like, edited them. Hey, there were demos,
yeah.
What's wrong if she...
they didn't, like, change the word. Them. Yeah.
Seriously?
It makes no sense.
All right, anyway, let's get into our...
our announcement from...
announcement from a listener.
From a fan is... her name is Lily. And she actually sent a text one. I just really liked it. I thought it was cute. Okay, Lily said, "Hi, Slayers. Big fan of the pod, so I'm coming at you with an announcement for the good of the group. I just think you guys should know that your pod sounds so chill and natural that I played it out of my phone speaker while walking home alone after a night out, so any potential murderers would think I was on the phone with my two cool besties. So thanks for keeping me safe, girlies. Lots of love." Aww.
We're heroes.
We are
literally heroes.
Yeah, if y'all need to just blast us while walking home alone,
play the episode where we just talk about getting absolutely railed by Doc Hudson, no one will approach you.
Yeah, and then insert yourself in. I wonder, do you talk back?
Like, is that's such an interesting walking query.
And then she's like, yeah, yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, you say something, no, stop. Are you kidding? Stop.
Yeah, just do that if you guys need to, like, talk to someone on the way home or make it look like you are.
Yeah.
That's such a good idea,
That's
Lily.
That's such a good idea, Lily. We're happy to be saving lives.
Yeah. We always do.
We always do, and we always have, right?
Yep. At least Ashley has a...
Once I start, I can't stop.
Another mini announcement before we go. Ashley has some new habits that she's developed. One of them is this laugh. This
giggle. And then once I start, I can't stop.
Yeah, like, it's scary. And then she also has been saying, oh, it's fine.
Oh, it makes me laugh.
But you know what?
Oh my God, it's fun.
She kept saying that all throughout Disney.
Yeah.
But you know what?
What?
Does it hit as hard here?
No, it can only be in an amusement park. It's not,
yeah.
If we ever go to Hershey Park, Six Flags, we could do it then. But you know what? It doesn't leave the boundaries of
a theme park.
It doesn't leave the state lines of a theme park.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, but it was fun.
Oh my God, but it was fun. All right. Anyway, stop, guys. I got...
oh my God, your hair.
My side bangs right now.
We literally have to go film the video.
Oh my God, fuck my life.
And it's
gonna be hard.
Yeah.
All right, bye.
Bye. A twink.